You're listening to SBS News.
Timor-Leste is honouring the struggle and sacrifice made for its independence two decades ago. As Scott Morrison met his Timor-Leste counterpart, it was all smiles and handshakes.
What Timor-Leste has achieved in just 20 years is simply remarkable. And in the years ahead, I look forward to this new chapter unfolding in our partnership, one where we revitalise our friendship and work together to ensure a better future for the people of both our countries.
The two countries have officially ratified a maritime border treaty that will open up oil and gas revenues for the country. Prime Minister Morrison says this new chapter is set to include Australia paying for a military base to be upgraded and a new undersea cable to improve internet services in the country.
That fibre optic cable will transform Timor-Leste's digital connection with the world and reduce the barriers between people, schools, business and governments. It's a project that will certainly change lives. And this afternoon, the Prime Minister and I will exchange diplomatic notes at a special ceremony to bring our new maritime boundary treaty into effect. So that is a moment for great celebration of an extraordinary young nation that we are pleased to call a friend.
The announcements come amid increasing concern about China's influence in the region, and some locals remain sceptical of relying too much on oil and gas, including activist Juvenal Diaz.
Without good management, the money only flows to the elites or politicians rather than to the people. Today, we already spend like $10 billion from oil money, but people are still living in the poverty.
But as the young country of Timor-Leste reflects on 20 years since the courageous vote which led to their independence, Timor-Leste's Prime Minister, Tao Matan Ruak, acknowledged the considerable progress that's been made since.
Today is a very remarkable and important day for Timor-Leste. As we've seen, we have fought and eventually achieved our independence. For 20 years, Australia has always been part and supported our struggle for independence. As the Prime Minister of Australia said, this will be a new beginning, enhancing the cooperation in the future between Australia and Timor-Leste.
Shirley Shackleton is someone who knows all too well the high price the young nation paid for its liberty. Her husband, Greg Shackleton, was one of the so-called Balibo Five, the Australian journalists murdered when Indonesia invaded the country in 1975. She was determined to deliver a petition to Scott Morrison during this visit because the two countries were ratifying the Maritime Border Treaty. Ms. Shackleton says the petition documents the ongoing concerns over controversial criminal charges against two Australians accused of disclosing secret information about Australia's bugging of Timor-Leste's cabinet rooms in 2004 during early negotiations for such a treaty.
It's about Witness K and Bernard Kaliri being persecuted for telling the truth. And what's happening is wrong. We should be proud of these people.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has labelled the case a domestic matter, while Prime Minister Tao Matan Ruak says it's still under review. Ms. Shackleton failed to catch Scott Morrison's attention as he went about his official duties. Undeterred, she pushed politely past security and delivered it instead to Foreign Minister Maurice Payne, confident the message will reach the Prime Minister.
I'm trying because the Timorese were barred from doing it by the police. But I am very grateful to Maurice Payne because I know she'll do it. And what she's giving him is this amazing collection of signatures in support of truth being allowed to be told.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.